Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Kind of day, right? Stay nice and toasty warm someplace. Veronica, do I remember that you are one heck of a chili maker?
I like to make chili.
Do I remember that?
I just like to cook everything. And unfortunately, I like to eat too. So there's the hints, though, the walking part.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that part of the equation. I seem to remember you talking about loving chili because I wanted to talk about, you know, stuff that's perfect to eat on a day like today.
Oh, yeah.
How great would it be to have like a big pot of chili on the stove?
Some cornbread on the side.
And some nice cornbread.
Oh, yeah. I made potato soup last night just because it's the weather for it.
Right.
It doesn't sound good when it's 95 and humid.
No, it can.
Well, yeah, if you're in the air conditioning house.
Yeah, if the air conditioning turned up high enough in the house, it does.
Yep.
I was thinking about, I've had these recipes in my head for soups with the northern white beans, which I love.
The chicken when the...
It's like a chicken. Right now in my fridge, I've got some like cans of the northern white beans.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I've got some kale that I meant to make the other day, and I didn't get around to it. So I'm thinking, and I've got some leftover chicken. Some carrots, some celery. I'm thinking of just like what's in the fridge. It'll all work in a soup with some broth. Some chicken broth, some chicken, chop up the kale real nice, throw in the beans.
That sounds really good.
The veggies, that's I got to go get some cornbread mix now. Now you put that in my head.
You know, I did a little test. I even posted a photo on Facebook about it. My mother always used to make homemade cornbread, you know, with the cornmeal, flour,
right.
Butter, and sugar.
Yeah.
So I made the packaged mix, and I put it on the counter in the pan, and then I made the homemade cornbread.
See if they could tell the difference.
Oh, you could totally tell. It was even huge compared. I mean, the homemade cornbread was like twice as tall.
Oh, really?
And I didn't say anything. I just said, hey, everyone, which one do you like? It's the homemade cornbread.
And everyone went for the homemade.
So it's not that hard either, really.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be making cornbread from scratch today.
But it's got like 8 ingredients.
I don't even think I know how.
Yeah, I have an old recipe that's probably been passed down for, you know, ever in my family.
Can you post that on Facebook?
I could do that.
Or is that a secret?
No. I don't, you know, I don't believe in keeping recipes secret.
Right.
Because, you know, food is to share.
Should be shared.
Yes.
Exactly.
I can't stand it when someone says, oh, I'll never give this out. This is a family secret.
I shouldn't say, but my grandmother used to be famous for this. If you ask for a recipe, she'd leave one ingredient out.
Just so hers is better?
Just so hers is better. That's not nice. That's not nice.
My daughter will make something that I've made, and she'll say, how come yours is better? I follow the same recipe. And I just say, it just has my special love in it.
Mom's touch.
Yeah.
Mom's is always better. There's no question about that. My mother, you know, my mother just turned 93 the other day, by the way. People hear my mother on the show every once in a while. We had a really nice birthday celebration. She sends her love to everybody. But for Christmas, here's a 93-year-old woman for Christmas dinner. She makes a Greek lasagna. It's called pastizo.
Mm.
It's really complicated to make this, very time-consuming.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, you wind up with this gigantic, heavy pan of macaroni, ground beef, cheeses, all kinds of things in it. My 93-year-old mother is making this thing. Talk about something that would be delicious on a day like this. But it literally would take like 5 hours to make it. That's how long it takes to make. But that's great on a day like this. That's what I want to get into here. Whether it's that bean soup that's on my mind right now or chili or how about a nice meatloaf? Just like a good old-fashioned meatloaf.
Comfort food is better when it's cold.
Yeah.
You know?
Would be so good. Like a big old meatloaf right now. When I make it from scratch, I put like little chunks of green pepper and onions. I like to taste the vegetables.
Me too. And I got a recipe from a lady. It's just called Mary's Meatloaf. And I can't even remember her last name anymore. But she hollowed it out and filled it with cheese.
Oh, wow.
And then when you let it rest, you have to let it rest for 5-10 minutes, and you slice it, you've got this center of cheese in the middle. It's
That's
so good.
Fantastic.
So terrible for you, but, oh, man, it's good.
That is a fantastic idea.
But it's got the bell peppers, and it's got, you know, it's just
that's
really
good.
That's
what I like.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. You get a little mashed potatoes on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could have salad or, you know, some
if you want to go the healthy route.
That kale that I was talking to make yourself feel a little less guilty about what you're eating. But what are your favorite things when the weather is this cold? What really just hits the spot for you? 312-981-7200. We're going to get to your calls and your yummy recipes.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something over me?
Eat it. Food, glorious food. Hot sausage and mustard.
12:46 now on the Food Time program is on the air. Chicago Radio's original cooking and dining show. Heard every Sunday at this time. 20 years going strong. This week sponsored by the Greek Islands Restaurant. Hey, you don't want to, you know, cook any of this nice cold weather food we're talking about? The Greek Islands have fantastic selection. Oh, I could taste a little of their egg lemon soup right now. All kinds of homemade soups. They're delish. But I want to find out what you love in the cold weather. Let's start off with Betty at 312-981-7200. Hi, you're on WGN, Betty.
Oh, good morning. I was just telling your
producer, yeah.
Your producer, young lady, that I said it's absolutely spooky. I was just thinking I want to make some soup. And I have some leftover chicken, and I have celery and carrots, and I have some butter beans, and I have some broth. And I said, I'm going to throw together a nice soup and use up this chicken. And I would love to have had some spinach. Where you're saying kale, I'm going, oh, my God, this is spooky.
How about that?
I'm on the same wave. You are.
Yeah, that's scary for you.
That was about 10 minutes before you mentioned this.
That's
hilarious. All in my head.
Doesn't that sound so good right now, though?
Nice
homemade soup like that with leftovers. That almost makes it more delicious. Just stuff that you've got in the fridge already.
Yes. I always use, one of the secrets to my homemade chicken noodle soup is I use the rotisserie chicken.
Right.
When I buy the rotisserie chicken, I use the breasts for a meal, and then I'll use the legs and the thighs and simmer them a little. Take the skin off, simmer them a little.
Right.
Get the meat off and get that taste of the bone in that broth.
Yeah, makes a big difference.
Oh, my, that makes a big difference.
And
in meatloaf, you use grated cheese in meatloaf.
Oh, that's what kind of cheese do you put in there?
I usually put in the three cheese, the Asiago, Romano, and mozzarella. It's a grated cheese you can buy in the grocery store in the container. And I put that in my meatloaf.
Put that in the mixture. That's I'm coming
always
over.
The cheese.
I'm coming over to your house after the show today, Betty.
And, you know, I just made the meatloaf last week. I'm going, oh, I should make another meatloaf. That sounds so good.
Somebody texted and said when they make meatloaf, they make extra and put it in aluminum pans. And then, you know, once it's cooked, they freeze it.
Uh-huh.
So that way they have, you know, an instant meal. When they come home, they don't feel like cooking. As long as you're making the mixture anyway, make a little bit extra. Have a great day today, Betty, and
you
stay warm.
Yes. You too.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. Dimitra, hello. You're on WGN.
Hello. How are you?
I'm very well. How about you?
Oh, fine. And today is definitely a soup day, like you're saying. And what I tend to do is I make lentil soup. You know, primarily Greek style, but I put in zucchini chopped in bits and pieces.
Yeah.
So there's more substance to it.
Yeah.
But if I'm too lazy to prepare anything, then I go to the Psyteria, my favorite Greek restaurant, and buy the chickpea soup, which is wonderful with lemon a little bit of onion. It's a thick broth. It's sort of like the lemon rice soup without, you know, chicken and egg.
Without the heaviness
for vegetarian.
Of it. Yeah. I was there. She's talking about the Psyteria restaurant that's
on Tui.
It's on Tui Avenue, just east.
Right.
It's like a half a block east of the expressway. It's become one of my favorite new Greek restaurants.
Well, do you know you have good
food?
The food is wonderful. Anything there that you get is real. The other thing that I love when I do take, I stop by because when I'm too lazy to make the soups and I just get like 2 quarts of either the lentil or the bean soup or the rovito supa. And then I also get appetizers like their stuffed red Italian peppers, you know, grilled and stuffed with cheese. A big loaf of bread, some of the garlic dip. And there's nothing better, except that's, maybe a little glass of wine to go with.
Get some Ayoritica wine that they serve there is also that's delicious.
It is. Yeah, it is. And or even, you know what, a glass of Mavrodaphne, a sweet little light wine.
Like a
and,
nice, heavier red sweet wine. We're on the same wavelength, Demita.
Yes, indeed.
Thank you for the
anyway,
call.
You take care.
And stay warm. Thank you very much. Ron, hi. How about you? You're on WGN.
Hey, Dean, two quick points. I was telling your producer, I think a good suggestion that you guys didn't discuss is beef stew. Right. Today's a good day for beef stew.
You bet. What do you like to put in your beef stew, Ron?
Well, you know, the typical, the carrots, the potatoes, you know, maybe a little bit of celery. Keep it kind of simple. Really not a lot of stuff in there. But I do have a suggestion for chili. I'm a big chili. I like to consider myself a chili aficionado, although I'm not a good cook of chili, but I do appreciate a good chili.
Right, me too.
One thing as a kid growing up, I like vegetables, but I'm not a bean guy. Other than string beans and pork and beans, I'm not a big bean guy. However, my mom had a recipe, well, her own chili recipe, but what she used to do, and most people don't do this, and somebody might want to try this out there, is if you want subtle beans in your chili, and there are a lot of people that don't even like beans in chili, like me, they just, and actually, if you really look at the history of chili, when it all started, it was just basically the meat.
If you go to Texas and, you know, say that you want chili with beans, they'll kick you out of the place. You know, that's verboten.
Exactly.
In Texas and a lot of places where chili is a staple, beans are completely unheard of. I think that must have come along, you know, later on, maybe during the Depression, you know, in some places where people didn't have beef, they couldn't afford to put meat in it. So they, you know, put in some other substitutes with it. Here in the Midwest, you know, beans are very common in chili.
But anyway, getting back to the beans thing in the chili, is my mom used to use a can of Campbell's pork and beans.
Huh.
And you got the beans in there, and you got it's somewhat tomato-based, and there's not really much pork in there to begin with in a can of pork and beans.
Right.
But take the pork out and just throw the rest in there, and you'd be surprised how that blends in quite nicely with the chili.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very simple, I've had chili where there's way too many beans in there, which I, you know, like I said, I'm not a bean guy, but I had to end up picking out all these beans.
Right.
But,
some of the best I've had, there's a place in Algonquin called Texan Barbecue. It's one of the few places where you can get authentic Texas chili in the Chicago area. They don't put they can put beans in it if you want it. But their regular chili is without beans, and it's chunks of beef. It's not ground beef, but it's chunks of beef that melt in your mouth. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different chilies that are absolutely delicious. I appreciate your call, Ron. That's a great choice. I love the beef stew idea, too. Hi, Kathy. You're on WGN.
Hi. Well, I guess Ron would not like my chili that I'm making right now.
Oh, you put beans in yours, huh?
Yeah, I do. I love the beans.
I feel like
it's extra protein also.
That's very true. Very healthy for you, right?
And I use a nice lean ground beef and fry that up, but it's in my crock pot. But I put a whole onion, a whole red pepper, a whole green pepper, a whole jalapeno. I shred a zucchini, and then I have 2 cans of unsalted tomatoes that I put in. And it is cooking right now, and it's driving me crazy. It's not going to be done for 6 hours.
Yeah, I'll bet it smells good. And I love your shredded zucchini. See, I would have cut them in little cubes or something.
No.
But I love your idea because that gives it some body, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it really does. And then I grate the Monterey Jack with habaneros and jalapenos to put on top, along with the four-state cheddar mixture they have. And we put that on top with, this is really sinful. This is so sinful. The chili cheese Fritos.
Wow. You know what? If you're going to, Kathy, if you're going to go all out, right?
Yes, Right. And today's one of those days, you know?
How great would that be? Chili cheese Fritos with that great chili. Man, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Kathy, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Love that. She sounded like, you know, like she was in the confession booth, right? Telling. Hi, Leah, you're on WGN.
I enjoy your show, Dean.
Thank you.
I told your producer, my mother was a wonderful cook, and she used to make Swiss steak that all of the family loved, and I'd make it her way. The principal difference in her Swiss steak was that she would pound the daylights out of it.
Right.
And which is also a good thing to do on a cold day.
Right.
You can generate
warm you up
heat
a little.
That way.
Right, you burn a few calories, right?
right.
So what do you do? Do you do the same kind of pounding?
I take a round steak and pound the daylights out of it and incorporate some flour and some dry onion soup into the way that I'm pounding it.
Well, oh, so
that by the time I'm done, it's all well coated.
Yeah, so it really works its way into the meat. And I'll bet it just melts in your mouth when you're done, right?
Right, then I fry it quickly with pretty hot heat and lots of, I usually use margarine.
Right.
And once it's all nicely browned, I add some beef broth, put the lid on, and just simmer it very slowly.
Right, and that tenderizes it even more.
Falls apart.
Oh, yeah, I have not had that in years. That sounds delicious. Leah, I hope you have a wonderful day today. Thank you so much for the call.